Guys, welcome into another edition of A Pickaxe to Grind. It is the 13th day of February as I'm sitting down to record this, and it's over. The Bones Highland drama, which is weird that it really turned into drama, and it's still kind of dramatic as we listen to Bones Highland talk as a new member of the Los Angeles Clippers, but it's done. The Nuggets got their deal done. They got future second round picks for Bones, which I think has a lot of people. Hey, I think I get why they're upset. You know, Bones Highland was a fan favorite here and at times looked very good. And at times you thought, man, he's going to be the future of this team. And the Nuggets just keep hitting and keep nailing these first and second round picks that are being big parts of their team with Joker and Jamal Murray. And you thought, man, Bones is just going to be another guy that's going to add to that. And it felt like that was the case for a while, for a better part of the season, certainly last year in his rookie year. But then as this year progressed and you started to see and hear that Michael Malone was putting a little more pressure on Bones, maybe coaching him up a little harder, we all kind of wondered, okay, how is Bones going to respond to that? Well, as we kind of started to see, he didn't respond too well. And I think with the game back with against the Oklahoma City Thunder, Michael Malone was out that game with COVID at that point, and Bones was unhappy with his playing time. So he gets up and leaves, and we were kind of loosely told that it was a finger issue at that point, and that's why he left. The Nuggets certainly wanted to keep it at that. They didn't want the news to get out that Bones wasn't a good teammate or that he wasn't coachable and all that stuff. So they tried to keep that quiet. But this is a point where the rest of the league found out. And that's why the price wasn't as high for Bones. The Nuggets, you don't think the Nuggets tried to get a better situation, get a better trade for Bones? I mean, they valued Bones. You know, on one hand, they thought, man, this would be great. He could work out and be really good for us. But on the other hand, you know, he's inconsistent, and we don't want to bring that kind of inconsistency into the playoffs. We're in our window. We're just starting that, and we have a really good shot. They're the best team in the West. We have a really good shot to win right now. And so the Nuggets decided it was time to move on from him, and then as that began, I just wonder if, as those talks picked up and dating back to the Oklahoma City Thunder game when he just left, if that all just ramped it up to the point where it's like, now it's not really a, let's see what we can get for him. And if not, if worse comes to worse, we just stay the course with Bones. It became a situation where it was fracturing the locker room a little bit. And they were ready to move him out to the point where they could just say, we're going to deal him for next to nothing. The good news is on that side is you did get Thomas Bryant, which was a need you needed to address. You traded 3 second-round picks, future second-round picks, for Thomas Bryant and Davon Reed. And so that trade by itself was really good. And then I started to think, okay, maybe they're not going to trade Bones Highland. But, you know, as we learned later, they were absolutely always going to trade him because of all the drama surrounding the situation. So the Nuggets end up getting their 2 second-rounders back, or 2 of their second-rounders back that they traded. You know, not exact second-rounders, but they ended up getting second-rounders back. So ultimately what it looks like is they traded, the way you just kind of summarize it, is they traded Bones Highland, Davon Reed, a second-round pick, and they got Thomas Bryant. Well, with the Clippers situation, moving on from Reggie Jackson and dealing him off, and then Charlotte essentially releasing him and buying out his rights and such, that turned out to be a really big deal. Because, okay, well, you just kind of, with the Hornets waiving Reggie Jackson, they didn't buy him out, sorry, they waived him. Okay, you replaced Bones Highland, and you got your backup center in Thomas Bryant. So now the move to me doesn't look bad at all, really. I mean, it looks good, especially given the nature of this rift between the Nuggets and Bones Highland as that one progressed. So this all makes a lot of sense. And I got to tell you, Calvin Booth, I think a lot of people were upset with him and the organization when the trade happened for Bones. But now as we learn more and we see Bones all over Twitter, you got to feel like you got the exact move you were after. You needed to bolster up the bench with a backup center. You wanted to get more of a consistent backup point guard that could come in and be a threat to score, but also more of a passer and a guy that's not going to give you, maybe not going to give you the highs that Bones is going to give you, but not the lows. We talked about that last week on the podcast. So to me, this is a fantastic string of events orchestrated by Calvin Booth. Was getting your big man, moving on from Bones. I get it was next to nothing, but you got Reggie Jackson. Who would you rather have, Bones Highland this year or Reggie Jackson this year? And I think, to me, the obvious answer is Reggie Jackson. Not that I was clamoring for him earlier in the season, but he is more of a consistent player. And he's got a lot of playoff experience. You know, he's been to the playoffs a lot in his career. So that is also something that attracted the Nuggets to him was his playoff experience. But now you're getting all this stuff on Twitter with Bones. You know, we talked about Jamal Murray's tweet last week about, you know, if you're not willing to put in the time, don't be upset with the results, something like that. You know, and people went after him and thought that was all about Bones, and Jamal kind of tried to water that down and take a step back from that. But after seeing Bones Highland's response in the media on Monday, I'm thinking it absolutely was about Bones, and there was a rift between those two. Bones Highland was asked specifically about playing with Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray to now playing with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. The reporter essentially comparing the two, saying, hey, you're going from playing with two greats in Denver to now you're playing with two greats with the Clippers. So specifically, he was asked about Jamal Murray, and Bones brings this up. He says, it was a great experience playing with Joker. Two guys over here, meaning Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, who are phenomenal talents. And you know, over there, meaning in Denver, it was one guy that's a phenomenal talent as well. End quote. So he did not address Jamal Murray at all in that comment. He went on to talk about how the Nuggets didn't let him become a free-moving point guard, that he didn't get to get into his game. And I feel like they did. I feel like that's why Bones was struggling so much, because he wanted to get into this, you know, I'm going to go ISO ball. I'm going to dribble the ball around. I'm going to pound the floor with this ball 300 times before I actually make a decision, or I'm going to launch a long three-pointer. And sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. But I just think that his comments about that, I mean, that's pretty telling. That it was clear that it was something going on between him and the Blue Arrow. And Michael Malone and Calvin Booth are looking at their assets going, all right, who do we want to make sure we keep happy here? Jamal Murray, who's been, for the most part, our point guard, our consistent point guard. You know, he had injuries and stuff, but he's been our guy. He's been the Robin to it's funny to say, the Joker's Batman. And Bones is still a very inconsistent young player that literally walked out on the team in that OKC game. So Malone and Calvin Booth are protecting their guy, and they want to move on. Now, again, I don't have 100% factual reporting on whether or not there was this big deal between Jamal and Bones, but you can read between the lines a little bit. And I think everybody else is too. You're asked about Jamal. You don't address him at all. In fact, you just say there's one great player. And it depends on who you ask. They would say, no, there are two and a half great players for the Nuggets. Aaron Gordon might be in that category as far as a great player. It's not quite, but Jamal certainly, if you get the bubble version of Jamal Murray, certainly he's got to be considered a great player on this team. So for Bones to not even address that, and then to go on and talk about how maybe his playing style just wasn't getting a chance to play exactly how he wanted. And you see how players respond. This reminds me so much of the Bol Bol situation. You know, you saw videos and reports and of Bol Bol, like not even joining in on the huddles, the little team huddle before the game. And he's just kind of walking around behind, you know, in the background. And he just looked disinterested and very upset and kind of a pouty demeanor on the sidelines when he was on the bench. And then it comes out later, now that he's away from the Nuggets, you know, he came out and said, yeah, I wish I would have worked harder there. I wish I would have, in other words, I wish I would have maybe listened to the coaching staff a little bit more. And maybe things could have been better. I tell you, wouldn't that have been great if Bol Bol turned out to be a backup center for the Joker? That could have been exciting. But that wasn't meant to be, and here we are. So I hope Bones can, you know, learn from it, because he does seem like a really cool guy. And again, I've never met him. I've never interviewed him on the whole show or anything like that. But he, you know, all of his tweets and the fanfare that he possessed, those were all a lot of fun. But I was talking to Altitude TV's and radio's Chris Dempsey about this last week on the whole show, which airs weekdays 11 to 2 on KFKA. I said, you know, sometimes those guys, especially at a young age, when they get so high emotionally, you know, they're doing the Mile High City, baby, that kind of stuff, pumping up the crowd. And it's just so much, so fast. Like, he came in guns a-blazing with that kind of catchphrase and everything. You just wonder, are they able to come back down when things aren't as good? Yeah, when things are rolling, you got the two-time MVP, you're winning games, you're scoring 30-plus points, then things are really good, and it's easy to go to the crowd and pump them up and shout out Mile High City, baby, and do all that stuff. It's easy to do that. But when your minutes are dwindling or they're inconsistent, and maybe you're not getting big nights where you're scoring 20-plus points and you're getting, you know, maybe 6 to 12 on a good night, can you handle it then? Can you handle it if the coach is upset, saying, hey, you know, that 30-point night you had, that 27-point night you had was great, but where's that every night? You know, where's at least that kind of emotion or that kind of fight every single night? So I'm going to push you so you can become that guy. And so Bones was very good when when times were great and emotions were high, he could do that. But when the going got tough, as he showed against the Oklahoma City Thunder, he got going. And so, and again, going back to the way we started this podcast today, was the Nuggets didn't want that to get out there, because I thought they could have got a first rounder for him, or maybe a pretty decent player along with a second rounder. But I believe that the NBA, that teams figured that out and were not willing to pay such a high price. So here we are. Bones Highland is no longer a member of the Denver Nuggets. He's with the Los Angeles Clippers. Reggie Jackson goes to Charlotte. They waive him because they're all in rebuild mode. They're not trying to hang on to the Reggie Jacksons of the world. Reggie Jackson is a nice bench piece to a team that wants to win a title. That's who Reggie Jackson is right now. He's not a guy that you're going to try to build your team around one way or the other at this stage of his career. So he's perfect. So sounds like he will be with the Denver Nuggets. And then Thomas Bryant will be playing with this team, and hopefully can put up some decent numbers. And we'll see. He may actually play a few minutes with Joker. I'd be curious to see if that's something they actually do. If, you know, there's a time they stagger some of those minutes, like we were seeing with Jamal Murray and the bench unit, that maybe Thomas Bryant gets in and you see those two together. I think it'd be cool, but yeah, it'd be tough. Tonight might be that night. Again, this is on a Monday night. You could see that, because I believe Aaron Gordon and Jamal Murray are both out. So could Thomas Bryant start tonight? I don't know, but I'm sure we're going to see some playing time. And then you might see some staggered minutes with him and Nikola Jokic to get a feel for how that works. So I'm really excited about that. So coming up for the Nuggets, now that as we round this episode out, at Miami on a Monday night, as we record this, it's Monday night, February 13th, well, 5:30, fairly early game. And then home against the Dallas Mavericks on Wednesday. That's a 7 o'clock game. And then they're off until the All-Star break. So they'll be back at it next Thursday at Cleveland. We are getting down to it. You know, only so many games left. The Nuggets sit at 39-18. They're still on top of the West. Got to keep that rolling. I think games like tonight will be interesting to see if they can, you know, they won against Charlotte last week, without Aaron Gordon, or over the weekend without Aaron Gordon and Jamal Murray. Can Joker get it rolling tonight? Maybe a big night coming up for the potential three-time MVP. So did the Nuggets get better after this trade? Yes. The answer is yes. Reggie Jackson at this point is more consistent, more even keel as a player than Bones. And Thomas Bryant is going to give you more than Davon Reed. The second round picks, now it's only, you know, you only ended up getting rid of one second round pick because you got two back. So did the Nuggets get better? They did. Or, you know, was that a championship type move? It's really, what the Phoenix Suns did was to get Kevin Durant, and that felt like, okay, that's a move to try to get them from a really good playoff team that has a shot to win it to, oh boy, as soon as Kevin Durant comes back and he's healthy, they could take it to the next level. The Nuggets felt like they were perhaps, I feel, like they're a championship team before, they were a championship team before the moves. These moves just kind of help, I don't know, cauterize this roster a little bit more. And I think that that's what you're looking for, was not necessarily this world beater type move that's going to be like, oh, it's ground shaking. It's going to be all over the media and all that stuff. No, this was just a move to simply bolster up the bench unit, who has been inconsistent and weak as far as a big man and a backup point guard is concerned. And now you're looking to say, okay, we love our starters. We got to be a little bit better when Nikola Jokic is sitting out. And Aaron Gordon's sitting out, and Jamal Murray's sitting out. And we don't want to do this whole staggering minutes thing with Jamal. We don't want to pull him out 3 minutes, 4 minutes before the rest of the starters just so he can come back in 3 minutes, 4 minutes early and be with the secondary unit. That's going to wear him out quickly, especially in the playoffs. So these moves, I really like them. I do think the Nuggets got better. I don't think they got much better, but just a little bit better. And who knows? Thomas Bryant could turn out to be something pretty great for the Denver Nuggets. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll see, two games left before the All-Star weekend, and then we'll recap the All-Star weekend next week on our podcast. Of course, we'll still be talking all things Nuggets and Broncos and local college scene. Rockies are getting ready to start up. We'll be doing all that on The Whole Show, which airs weekdays 11 to 2 on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Thanks, guys. It's been another edition of A Pickaxe to Grind. We'll be back at it next week. That'll do it for us. Have a good night and rest of your weekend.